and the Oakland Patriots have won the toss, and they have elected to receive. It's almost football time here in Rutherford County. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got starting lineups for you here on WGNS from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet, PAG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies.
Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bunch Tire Pros is your tire dealer. We have been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 30 years, and we enjoy what we do. That's why we keep doing it. If you need new tires, brakes, alignment, a battery, or an oil service, we can help. This is Kay Mitchell. My husband Bud and I strive to help give each and every customer the one-on-one service they deserve. Shop the experts. Shop Bunch Tire at 3600 Woodbury Pike, which is also known as East Main Street in Murfreesboro.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field, whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture. TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. We're about ready to get underway here, and with the starting lineups is Donnie Johnson.
Okay, thanks, John. First for the Arlington High School team out of Memphis. At quarterback, you've got number 7, Drew Reed. Running back, number 22, Kenneth Hollenbach. Number 21, the other running back, is Strong Hollister. Wide receiver, number 85, Omari Hampton. Number 17, Drew Thomas. And we've got the Z-back is going to be Robert Branch. The left tackle will be Brian Bell. Number 59, the left guard, Hunter Kissinger. The center, Zach Miller. The right guard, Logan Carroll. And the right tackle is number 71, Dylan Barker. And for the Oakland Patriots on offense, it's split in. You've got number 1, Edwin Locklear. Left tackle, number 78, Randall Ziegler. Left guard, number 60, Jeff Benson. The center, number 66, Nathan Robinette. The right guard, number 75, Michael Smith. The right tackle, number 74, Caleb Yates. The tight end, 48, Brad Hughes. The flanker, number 21, Imonte Rose. The fullback, number 34, Trevon Willis. The tailback, number 32, Andre Chesterfield. And the quarterback, number 11, Jahad Lyons. And their kicker, number 98, Alex Vincensis.
Very good. That's your starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet, PAG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. It is about football time, Donnie. I guess the last time we were at a football game, it was snowing as we left from Tennessee Tech. And that's the goal for everybody, is to get into that football game. We've been there many times, and somebody may get there from this county again. May not be the same team, it may be, but high expectations in Rutherford County always.
You got that right, and the chances are, once again, Rutherford County probably one of the strongest football regions in the entire country, and obviously in the state of Tennessee, and our chances are good for several of them at the playoffs and for one of them to advance all the way to the championship game.
We had a poll question on WGNSradio.com. It's still there. The best 6A football team in 2011 in Rutherford County. 32.6% said Riverdale, 31.7% said Blackman, 17.2% said Oakland, 13.6% said Smyrna, And Siegel came in a distant fifth, and Laverne sixth. So I don't know if that'll come true or not. We shall see. Got a lot of games to get to, but this is the first one. That's what makes it special. Week zero is about ready to get underway. And kicking off here will be Kyle Mitchell for the Arlington Tigers. He will be kicking off to the Oakland Patriots. And that looks like Denzel Martin, one of the deep backs. The toe is in the football, and friends, we are underway. It's going to be a touchback for Martin, so Oakland will have the ball at the 20-yard line. Your official Jay Mullins Jewelry kickoff time. It is 7:32, my friends. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Great quality, great service, great selection. Hey, it's what you expect in the Mullins name. Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Green Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
I did one thing, Brian, looking at Oakland. I tell you what, they are a young team.
Very young.
Very, very, very few seniors. I mean, hardly any seniors on the entire roster. As a matter of fact, you know, three or four, five, six, seven, but not that many seniors.
Lions hands off to Chesterfield. Chesterfield with a couple of yards on the first carry of the football season. Yes, youth, they do have some beefy young fellows there, however, on the line. They quite pack the punch.
Yeah, they do. I tell you what, and it's kind of exciting to be a top-ranked team and still lots of juniors and sophomores.
Amonte Rhodes is one of two receivers. He's to the far side. Near side is Locklear. They're moving right to left as we see it. And Lyons fakes the handoff. He's going back to pass and has a man there. And what an arm through the cannon down to about the 35-yard line of Oakland. Take about 5 yards off that, Donnie. You may be looking at six.
Well, Amonte Rhodes, he broke free from the defensive back about the 50-yard line and had about a 4-yard spread. And the quarterback got a little bit too much on it. Maybe a little, you know, little first pass of the year jitters, but he certainly has an arm on him.
It'll be third down and seven for the Thomas McDaniel-led Oakland Patriots. There, he is 33-6 as the head coach of Oakland High School. The senior quarterback Lions, two-step drop, back to pass, no. The handoff to Chesterfield. Chesterfield to the 25-yard line, and that is it, a 2-yard pickup. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 5 yards to go.
Well, a good start for the Arlington defensive. You know, they wanted to that's what you want us to do is stop that opening drive, no first down, and they should get the ball in pretty good field position here.
Vincennes is in to punt it away for the Patriots. One of the deep men back is Lott. Boy, shanked this one, and everybody gets away from it for Arlington and Oakland, and it's going to go out of bounds at the Arlington 39-yard line.
I'm not sure. Somebody didn't get a hold of that, Brian, I believe, on that kick. I think they partially touched it just a little
bit. It
looked
like the way the ball was rotated. About an 18-yard punt, though, Brian.
Must have been deflected. I did see some hands in the air. So some great field position for the Arlington Tigers. Their junior quarterback, Drew Reed, the big passer. He's in the shotgun formation. Back to pass, burns one right side. It's going to be complete to Branch. Branch going to be ridden out of bounds around the 31-yard line for a 7-yard pickup. With 10:20 on the clock, Oakland has had their first possession. This is Arlington's first possession of the 2011 season.
Very impressive opening play. Nice crisp pattern and a nice pass right on the mark.
That'll bring up a second down and two. Quick pass across his body to the 30, to the 25. Cuts back, now down at the 20. Finally tripped up there is Omari Hampton. Tackled by Denzel Martin. And Donnie, had it not been for Martin sticking that arm out there and just tripping him up.
They're going to the no huddle. A well-devised screen pass.
First and 10. The handoff is to Hollenbreck. Next, he's going left side. Hard man to bring down. Crossing the 15. And is going to finally be wrestled down, looks like, around the 11-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. Could be the 12-yard line.
once again, the no-holder, Brian, and they've kind of got the Oakland defense back on their heels right now.
Second and two from the 12 of Oakland. Moving left to right are the Tigers of Arlington. Back to pass is Reed. Now the handoff up the middle. No, he keeps it himself and is going to be brought down at the 10. Oakland did a good job of covering all the defenders, and Jones for Oakland, the senior, made the tackle. Didn't really give him any options there, Donnie.
No, they had great pass coverage, and he had nowhere to go but try to make something out of a run and picked up a yard.
Gives him a first down, however. Reed, back to pass. He's in trouble. He is on the run, goes back to the left, and makes the quick dump-off pass to Hollenbach from the backfield. He's going to get up to the corner of the end zone, and I don't know.
Touchdown, Brian.
He is in. Touchdown, Tigers. Well, there were a lot of bodies flying over there, and he just got in the corner of the end zone, far side.
Well, Reed showed great mobility there, and there was a missed tackle on that play. They had two defenders rushing him. He escaped the rush, dropped the ball off to a back, and he made it across the goal line for a big play.
There's a flag on the extra point attempt. We'll see what this is. This could be a big penalty here. Oakland was offsides, so this may change Arlington's decision of whether they want to continue with the extra point or go for two. They may decline it as well. So Arlington has scored on the Oakland Patriots with 8:41 on the first quarter clock. Still a bit of discussion here. They're just going to kick the extra point. Penalty decline there. It's Kyle Mitchell, the senior, for the point, and it is up, and it is good. Arlington leads Oakland 7-0. We will be right back.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett, with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church of Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Friends, let me speak to you just a moment about the numerous ways we can help you with your funeral needs. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we offer full-service funerals, full-service cremations, and direct cremations. It's our desire to provide for you a service that fits your needs. When tragedy strikes, we know at Jennings and Ayers that you have a choice of funeral providers, and we want to thank you for placing your trust in our family to serve the needs of your family.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And that time of the drive, Brian, was 2 minutes and 30 seconds, 9 plays, and a 9-yard touchdown pass from Reed to Hollenbeck, 7-0.
Here's the kickoff to Oakland High School. Martin is going to take it at the 10, 15, 20, up to the 25, and he is going to be stopped shy of the 25 at the 24-yard line.
The time of the drive brought to you by Steve Martin Construction. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction at 904-9639. And on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 7-0 here, Arlington over Oakland, Eagleville leading Westmoreland 7-0. That also in the first quarter.
Well, Oakland with some ground to make up here now. Jahad Lyons lines him up. Handoff right up the middle. It's Andre Chesterfield, and he's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Can they catch him at the 20, at the 10, at the 5? To the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Wow.
76 yards.
Talk about bouncing back from their touchdown on their opening play. I tell you what, big number 78, 6'3", 327-pound senior tackle, Randall Ziegler. He opened up a big hole for Chesterfield, and he rambled all the way down the field, Brian.
That is the Toots touchdown. Toots Good Food and Fun for 25 years on Northwest Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. The all-important extra point here, Alex Vancenis. 4 points. It is good. We're tied at 7 with 8:20. That's Steve Martin time for the drive. Won't take long. We'll get about it. We'll hear about it when we come back. 7-7.
Brothers. I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive, 21 seconds, one play, 76 yards. Oakland ties it up there against Arlington, 7-7.
Vincennes' kickoff is in the air, and it is going to be taken by Cody Flagg. Flagg at the 10, he's at the 15, wrestled down at the 20, 21-yard line. And that's where the Arlington Tigers will take over. WGNS primetime sports coverage brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. First and 10 for the Arlington Tigers. We're back right where we started, Donnie's tied at 7.
Yeah, we are. Another missed tackle right there. John mentioned that on that opening drive, and they could have had him pinned back. But so far, we've got a very exciting game.
So far, so good here with 8:15 on the clock left in the first. Oakland answered the first volley over the bow. Quick pass out left side. Goes to Hollister, and he is upended at the 25-yard line by Emmanuel Smith, the sophomore, weighing 179 pounds. He used every bit of that to bring him down for a gain of about 4.
Still going to that no-huddle offense, Brian, and let's see if Oakland's defense can make some adjustments and stop them this time.
17 seconds left on the play clock. Back to pass, coming near side. Open out there is Hollister, but he is brought down after making the catch, and he is going to be down at the 29-yard line, so third and short. Third and about a yard and a half.
Well, that was a great open field tackle that time. As soon as he caught the ball, the defender was there to bring him right down.
Reed sets him down from the gun. Has Holland back, split to his right as they move left to right. Two-step drop, burns it left side, off of the hands of Hampton. It's kind of a jump ball, but luckily for Arlington and bad for Oakland, there was nobody over there to make the catch in the air. That was kind of a volley up there. Locklear, the closest one by.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, he may have put a little bit too much zip on that ball. It was a short pass, but the receiver should have caught it. That's been that they've executed well so far. That was their first mistake, really, on offense.
Clad in yellow sneakers, Drew Kyle, or Kyle Mitchell, rather, the senior punter. In to get rid of this one, and does. A very nice one. Going to be taken by Oakland at the 40. 45-50, 45-40, and brought down there. The Oakland High School Patriots, Edwin Locklear, putting on the ski shoes. 42-yard punt before he is brought down by Drew Irwin. Boy, he's speedy, isn't he?
Boy, what a burst of speed. I thought he was going to break that before a touchdown, but they're deceptively quick.
20-yard return after the 42-yard punt, and Oakland in business at the Arlington 40. This is not how I expected this game to go. I thought Oakland's possessions would be long and drawn out, and Arlington would try to pass it around the lot, which they have, but this is only Oakland's second touch of the game. 7-7 your score, 6:49 left here in the first quarter. Handoff is to Chesterfield. No, it's a keeper by Lyons. Comes near side, 35-30, 25-20, and going to be out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. Coming to the near side, what a great handoff fake to Chesterfield by Lyons, and he took off left side.
Oh, that was a great quarterback keeper. It looks like they're going to bring that back. And I was going to say, what a great block by number seven, Cliff Robertson.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, what made it a great block to free up the quarterback was it was a block in the back, Brian.
Block in the back is going to cost Oakland. That's going to negate that great run. And take the ball back to the 46-yard line and make it first and about, looks like 16. Ball back at the 46. It is first and 16. Wide out to the right is Rhodes. Another one out there. I believe it's Ladarius Gaines. Backfield in the eye. Pitch back to Martin. Martin cuts back inside. Dances across the 40 to about the 38-yard line before being brought down by Bradfield.
Nice little toss play to the right, and he did a great bat, a great job of cutting against the blocks, cutting back to his left, picked up some pretty good yards.
Picked up 8 yards there on the first and 16 to make it second and eight, kind of cut that in half, make it a much more manageable second down play. Oakland breaks the huddle, sends Gaines out to the far side. Near side is Rhodes, so two receivers, backfield in the eye behind Rhodes. They give it to Chesterfield. Chesterfield, line of scrimmage, plus one, I believe, before Fitch Chanip makes the tackle for the Tigers of Arlington High.
That was well defended that time by the defensive line. They had two guys right there as soon as he got the ball. He did a good job just to pick up 1 yard on that play.
Riverdale leads Brighton 7-6 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 7-6, Riverdale leading Brighton, I should say. Third down for Oakland and a long seven. Lyons sets him down, backfield in the eye. Willis is in there at fullback. The pitch back to Martin. Martin has some room, 35-30, stumbles on his feet now again at the 25-20, cuts back inside at the 15, and going to be wrestled down at the 11-yard line. It is a first down, Patriots.
Boy, nice run by Martin. I tell you what made that play work was a great kickout block by number 34, Trevon Willis.
27-yard ramble for Oakland High School. It's first and 10 from the Arlington 12. 4:55 left here in the first. 7-7 your score. Oakland's had some big runs in here, Donnie.
They really have. They've done a great job of reading their blocks, getting some big blocks, and cutting against the grain.
Two wideouts to the right. Locklear and Rhodes to the left. Another Patriot receiver. Handoff in the backfield goes to Chesterfield, and he stumbled right out of the gates. That was Willis, actually, not Chesterfield. So no gain, minus one, looks like, actually. I'm going to say his knee was down. Back to the 13-yard line now. Tonight's game coverage brought to you in part by First Bank, Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Terry Haynes and everyone at Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Second down now for the Pats. Back to pass Lyons. Quick one out here left side to Locklear. Turns and spins to make the catch and then gets to the 5-yard line for a 7-yard pickup.
Nice touch on that pass, wasn't it, Brian? Just dropped it over the linebacker's head for a nice little game.
Had Locklear been able to turn to the inside, he would have had more room, but he did that to avoid the blocker and really made a nice play to get a couple of yards. Makes it third down and about 2.5, maybe 3. They can get a first down. It's not third and goal, but they've got to get it to about the 2. Hand off to Chesterfield. He tries to move the pile down, and it's going to be close. Don't think he got there. probably going to be about a yard short. Brings up fourth down and decision time for Thomas McDaniel in Oakland High School, and he sends his quarterback out there. It's going to be fourth down and about a yard to go, 2 yards from pay dirt. And Jihad Lyons is in there, and the Oakland Patriot fans are on their feet. Backfield in the power eye. Hand off to Chesterfield, and he's sacked. They bring him down. I think there may have been a late fumble or there's a penalty flag. Lions, yeah. Go ahead, Donnie.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, there may have been because they tossed that little thing on the ground when it's usually a fumble. But I tell you what, the Arlington defensive line up the middle has been pretty strong. They have not been able to do a whole lot right up the middle, and I'm kind of surprised that, of course, you know, you think you're going to get a yard.
Folks, coming up is the IDST's halftime show. We'll have the latest scores, stats, sports news, and more coming up here on WGNS. Two scores already, 7-0 Eagleville over Westmoreland in the first. Riverdale leading Brighton 7-6 on our scoreboard from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Reed tries the handoff to Hollenbeck, and there's nothing doing there for him. He may have actually, he did lose 2 yards on that. By the way, Rutherford Home Show host Dave Gober with First Community Mortgage has teamed with realtors Shauna Mason and Bobby Joe Brewster for a Don't Text and Drive campaign. And tonight, Dave and the girls are at the concession stand distributing Don't Text and Drive thumb bands here at the game tonight. So stop on by the concession stand, see Dave, tell him hello. Pass, long one, and it is caught by Brock and finally pushed out of bounds. That's going to be a huge gain right there of looks like about 19 yards.
Well, I tell you what, they're lucky he didn't score. Locklear missed the tackle, and if the receiver hadn't fallen down, he could have gone all the way.
Franklin leading Siegel 3-0, and it's Nashville Christian, Middle Tennessee Christian School scoreless, it looks like there, on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Got the text coming in from WGNS Radio. If you've signed up to receive those, we get them the same way and pass them along to you on the air. First and 10, ball now to 24. I think I said 29 a moment ago. 24-yard line for Arlington. Changing the play here after getting it from the sidelines is Reed. Back split to either side from the shotgun. Pump fake. In some trouble now, and on the run. He gets out of that trouble. He's back at the goal line in the end zone. He ran back 24 yards, now makes a quick pass out to Hollister. Hollister at the 30, 35, and going to be taken down at the 38-yard line and is going to pick up a first down, a 14-yard pass and catch. They ran 40 yards around the field, Donnie, just to get that.
That's twice that the quarterback, Reed, has just gotten trapped in the backfield, and he's managed to escape and show great deceptiveness and a presence of mind to find an open receiver for a big play.
That was all on him, too. I mean, and then that shovel pass to pick up the first down.
Very, very impressive quarterback.
Penalty flag, second one of the game. It's going to be a false start against Arlington. That's one thing that's kind of gone unnoticed here, guys, but we played almost the first quarter, and that's the second penalty flag.
Yeah, very mistake-free, which is unusual this for the opening game.
5-yard penalty will back the Tigers up 5 yards. It's first and 15 from their own 32-yard line with 57 seconds left in the first quarter, tied at 7. Reed makes the three-step drop. Looks left, now passes right, and dropped. Through the hands of Brock, or Branch, rather. Not sure if it was intended for him or Hollister, who was out deeper in the route.
Branch didn't seem to be focused, or just kind of, the ball just went right through his hands. That's twice now that he's missed two.
Well, that was kind of wide-open real estate out there, too, if he makes that catch. Second down and 15 now for Arlington. Ball on the left hash. Reed lets it fly. Jump ball and through the outstretched hands of Drew Thomas in Oakland territory at the 42-yard line. Defending on that play was Oakland's Emmanuel Smith.
Well, Smith did a good job. The receiver was quite a bit taller than him, and he had a good position, but the pass was just beyond his fingertips.
So third down and 15, that penalty looking pretty large right now, if you can hold him one more time. 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Reed, back to pass, in some trouble, nobody there, now steps up. Incomplete. Intended for Drew Thomas. That would have been right at the sticks, but it brings up a fourth down, and it looked like, Donnie, he was already past the line of scrimmage or very close.
He was. I thought he was going to tuck the ball and run with it.
I did
and
too.
He had a lot of yardage to make, open field, but he zipped it to the receiver beyond his outstretched hands.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, Bell Jewelers, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
It's Locklear and also Rhodes back deep. Ball is going to bounce shy of them. Oakland going to get away from it. Takes an Arlington roll to the 35-yard line. So the Patriots will start at their own 35 after that 32-yard punt with only 16 seconds left here in the first quarter. Tied at 7 apiece. John, let's run down that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Well, we've got a couple of games going on. Now three. Franklin over Siegel, 3-0 in the first quarter. Riverdale over Brighton, 7-6. Eagleville leading 7-0 over Westmoreland. And now an update on that Brighton score. Riverdale scored again. It's 14-6 Riverdale over Brighton. And Nashville Christian leading Middle Tennessee Christian 14-0. And that also in the first quarter of play. And that's brought to you by our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. One more. Blackman 7, Independence 0 in the first quarter.
And we have got an Oakland timeout with 16 seconds. We'll step aside as well. Tied at 7, 16 seconds left in the first.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Oil changing, tune-ups, transmission.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Everything in between.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Come see me.
You wouldn't let a plumber fix your roof.
So let a mechanic change your oil.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care.
WGNS listeners get a standard oil change and full service for only $24.95.
Oil changing.
$24.95.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers across from Toots.
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant, and wanted to announce that oysters are back. They're fresh, delicious, better than they've ever been, and we're serving them three ways down here at Toots. You can get them on the half shell, you can get them steamed, and our favorite, fried oysters.
Toots, good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jihad Lyons with the pitch back to Chesterfield. Tries to turn the corner. Not a whole lot there for him. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage by Darius Rivers, and that's going to end your first quarter of play. With the score 7-7, Arlington Oakland will return with more prep football coverage on WGNS after this.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Tonight's game,
Brought to you by, as always, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cast of Speed Supply, Winner's Trophy, Cellular Concepts, Prentice Also Heating and Air. We've got a few scores to update you here. Riverdale over Brighton, 14-6. Blackman 7, Independence nothing. Franklin over Siegel, 3-0. Eagle over Westmoreland, 7-0. And Nashville Christian leading Middle Tennessee Christian School, 14-0. All those first quarter scores on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. I'm out of breath, Brian. Here you go.
All right.
7-7 here, by the way.
It is 7 apiece. Second quarter ready here. 2nd and 10. And up the middle, going left side. Down the field, Emmanuel Smith at the 45-50. 45 and going to be stopped shy of the Arlington 40. Boy, showing some speed there. Emmanuel Smith.
He showed some great speed. I tell you what, he just popped that run to the outside and got around the containment for a big gainer.
Oakland breaks the huddle. Smith doing that from the quarterback position in place of Jahad Lyons. Got a whole new set of Patriots in here this time. And in the Wildcat formation, Smith's going to take it and pick up 2 yards off the right guard. Also, the Patriots have Fredarius Wade, the sophomore, playing kind of a slot back.
Smith's a pretty good-sized boy. He's just a sophomore, 6'1", 180-pounder. He looks a little bit heavier than that, but pretty mobile guy.
You know, Donnie, they're talking about how young they are, but, boy, they're big up front, Oakland.
They
Oakland
are big, is. Big and young. That's a good combination.
Two receivers to the right, Wade and Rhodes, those receivers. Another to the left, that's Gaines. Handoff goes to Trevon Willis from Smith. He rambles down to the 40 for a 4-yard pickup. Well, make it 6. He got to the 38. That's where he finally carried the pile. It's 3rd and short. We're going to call it 3rd and about 2.
You know what I like about those Oakland running backs so far, fellas, is they don't go a lot of east and west. Once they see an opening, they cut it up the middle, and they go north and south and pick up as many yards as they can.
Well, that's a kind of a trait that we've seen the last 2 or 3 years with Oakland. You know, they've always had that big, strong, right up the gut fullback or running back to get those big yards.
T.J. Brown is in there. There is a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a false start. T.J., a junior.
Offsides, Arlington, right?
Arlington offsides. We'll take that because that's going to make it a first down for the Patriots. Takes it across the 35, down to the 34-yard line. That's the 4th first down for Oakland High School. That keeps that drive alive. Donnie, I was going to say prior to that, it's a big 3rd down for Oakland. They need to convert here, and do it this way is just as good.
Well, you know, the Arlington coaching staff has got to be beside themselves because they had a great chance to stop them on 3rd and relatively long, and the offside penalty gives the Patriots a big 1st down.
Left side, Rhodes and Gaines, the receivers. And it's Denzel Martin to the right. Smith back to pass. Lopes went out there, left side. Caught at the 21-yard line by Oakland's Ladarius Gaines. And that is going to be about a 14-yard pickup. We'll call it 13. They mark it down at the 21, Don.
What an incredible play. He faked it to the right to his running back, rolled out to his left, and laid that ball right on the money at the out-of-bounds line. And a great catch by the receiver, Gaines.
First down for Oakland High School. And here's Smith keeping it himself, going right side, 20, 15, and going to be pushed out of bounds right at the 10-yard line. An 11-yard pickup should be enough to move the chains again.
Brian, they're really starting to pick up first downs there. That's the 6th first down, two consecutive here. Back-to-back. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Riverdale leading Brighton now in the 2nd quarter, 21-6. So they're not having any problem up to this point with Brighton.
Great blocking on that play. Denzel Washington.
I knew you were going to do that.
Denzel Martin, a great seal block to allow the quarterback to get outside that containment for the big game.
We've got a timeout on the field. 7-7 Oakland with a 1st and goal from the 10 when we come back.
142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of flea and tick products to protect your pet year-round. And this is Amanda, and we invite you to stop in at Animal City and see some of the newest and cutest arrivals, ranging from puppies and kittens to snakes and spiders. And once you find that irresistible baby, we have all of the supplies that you need to keep them happy and healthy. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street, next to the bowling lane.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smith is going to jump the line, now be wrestled down for, looks like, a loss of a couple back in the backfield.
Brian, tonight's game is brought to you by Toots. Sing that for me, Donnie. Good food and fun. Performance Transmission. InterSource. You're a trusted source. I was afraid you were going to do that for entertainment. Sprint good by Cellular Concepts. Fun. And Reeves Saint Drugstore.
Maybe we should not let him
yes,
be the jingle singer.
Remind me not to say that anymore. Yeah. Brian, an update. Laverne leading Antioch 8-0. BGA over Smyrna 10-0 in the second. Siegel over Franklin 14-3. The Stars trying to make a statement. And Blackman leads Independence 7-0.
They are going to give Smith the line of scrimmage. So it is second down and goal from the 10. And Jihad Lyons back in at QB. Lyons, the handoff to Willis. Willis rambles across the 5. We'll see where they mark him down. We'll bring up third and goal. Across the 5. Looks like right around the 4-yard line. Ball on the left hash.
Brian, this is another opportunity. Oakland had a chance to put it on the scoreboard earlier in the first quarter. Now here's another opportunity here in the second. And they don't really need to come up shy. They need to get some kind of points out of this, Donnie.
They really do. They'd like to convert on this third down. I don't have to worry about that fourth down decision.
They've got big Justin Barrett in there as they put in the smokestack eye. High pitch to Chesterfield. Tries to get around the left side. And he is going to be stopped short. Oakland went for it on fourth and one. This time it's going to be fourth and one. Fourth and goal from the one. They could not convert the last time. And it looks like they're going to leave Jihad Lyons in there and try for it again. This is the second time in this game that Oakland has faced a fourth and one. Can they convert this time for Pater? Lyons, handoff, and yes, sir. Touchdown, Chesterfield from a long 1 yard away. Patriots take the lead with 7:02 left here in the third.
Well, the offensive line didn't leave any doubt that time. They opened up a big hole for him to jump over and through in a big play.
That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Don't sing, Donnie.
Good food and fun.
Over 25 years, 26 years now for Wade Hayes and the friends over at Toots. Got a late Patriot coming in to line up for the extra point. Alex Vincennes. Snap set, kick, it's up, and it is good. Patriots up by 7, 14-7. We'll be right back.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses. Save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5.
every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Mark, construction time of the drive, 10 plays, 5 minutes, 45 seconds. Oakland ate up a lot of clock, 14-7, Oakland on top. Steve Martin Construction, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams at 904-9639.
Vincennes to kick off now. Short kick, going to be fair caught at the 30, diving to the 31-yard line is Chris Nolan, the wide receiver for the Arlington Tigers. Now, Donnie, you want maybe a quick three and out and get the ball back and do that same thing again and kind of take control of this game, which I know that's what Oakland likes to do. That long drive is textbook Oakland football.
And that's what they need to do, because I've been very impressed with the Arlington offense so far. They have executed almost flawlessly, and their quarterback is very impressive.
Coming to the near side, up to about the 40-yard line, is Hollenbeck from the backfield. 8-yard pickup, makes it second down, and about two to go. Well, they are quick to the line of scrimmage. Reed with three to the right. Hand off up the middle again. Hollenbeck has that first down, 45-50, and in Oakland territory now at the 47-yard line.
Well, they've got Oakland's defense spread wide apart, and that's partially – that's what that passing attack. It kind of sets up the run, and they're taking advantage of that. But looks like we've got an official timeout here, Brian, for something. An injured player, number four for the Patriots, Justin Boring, wide receiver, or I guess he's a defensive
Emmanuel
back.
Smith.
That's Emmanuel Smith.
You know what?
I'm looking at Arlington's
Ladies
roster.
And gentlemen, it's our first cramp of the year. I'd like to have a sponsor for that, Sir Pizza, with three Murfreesboro locations. You can check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. Our first cramp of the game brought to you by Sir Pizza.
Hey, that's
he's okay.
We've never had a sponsor.
No, we've got a sponsor for everything. But Emmanuel is okay, except he is trying to work that cramp out, isn't he?
I had a Farmer's Almanac pizza the other night, and boy, is it good.
Yeah, I don't know how you can. It's got everything on that, don't they?
Everything.
Kind of pass it through the garden when you go through the
That's
Farmer's
right.
Almanac.
That's right, yes.
First down and 10 yards to go after the first down for Arlington. Quick pass out. Far side, it is complete. And it's Hollister. He's still on his horse, 35-30, 25-20. And going to be stopped down at the 16-yard line. So from the 47 to the 16, makes that a 31-yard pass, catch, and run. Boy, they've had some big plays, Donnie.
And they've done that all night long. Just quick hitting passes, but great block there by Justin Boren, wide receiver. A good seal block to free up the wide receiver for the big game.
Reed with the first and 10. At the Oakland 16. Hand off to Hollenbeck. He cuts up inside now on the far side. He's at the 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. There is a flag. And it is holding against the Tigers. Bring it on back.
Well, I tell you what, what a tough break. That holding call took place far away from the action on the right-hand side of the field. And all the action was to the left. And a big break for the Patriots.
They kind of got a bust. That play was kind of busted, wasn't it, Donnie? And when that happens, anything goes, and that's when a lot of times that holding call happens.
Yeah, your timing gets off, and you reach out and grab someone maybe. But tough break for Arlington, but fortunate for the Patriots.
Well, they've had two glaring. I mean, they've only been three in the game. Oakland been penalized once, and that was on the extra point, which was declined. So pretty clean game so far. First and now 24 with the holding penalty. Pass dropped. Justin Boring looked upfield just before he had caught the ball.
Yeah, he committed the proverbial sin of trying to run before you catch the ball, and it came back to bite him that time.
Second and 24 with 5:48 left before half. Oakland leads 14-7 over the Arlington Tigers. Reed working from the shotgun. reading his wrist for the play. Sends Holland back. Wide out. Pass out there to Hampton, who came up for the ball, and he's going to be smothered right at the line of scrimmage or maybe a yard behind.
Well, that was one of the few couple of good plays there. That was number 18, Peter Newman, the junior, 195-pound defensive back, and perfectly timed to make the hit right as the ball arrived.
Loss of one on the play makes it third and a long 25 yards. This is where this team makes me nervous. Twins to both sides, receivers everywhere. Back to pass is Reed. Lets one fly. And going for the end zone, it is not caught. Incomplete. And that was Drew Thomas. Donnie, I think he made the catch, but it came out right as he hit the ground.
Yeah, I think he stretched out his body full length, and a procedure penalty. I'm sure Oakland will decline that. But, I think when he hit the ground, the ball came out, but almost a big strike.
We'll see.
Now, on that procedure, they automatically get to play that over, or they can decline that, can't they? Or is that like one of those things where it's before the, you know,
Coach Thomas
McDaniel talking that over, aren't they?
Is directing them. The procedure penalty is declined.
Yeah.
And Arlington will be forced to punt here.
Yeah, it would be a 30, 40, 47-yard field goal, so they'll probably punt. Who knows? They may go for it, Brian.
I would assume. Well,
looks like they're going to
they're going to
do a field goal.
Well, be careful for a fake here, too.
It will be a 47-yard field goal attempt.
So attempting a 47-yard field goal attempt will be the senior kicker, Kyle Mitchell.
He does have gold shoes.
Snap, set, kick, it's up. It is not long enough, and it is wide left. So the Patriot defense holds here. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Oakland leading 14-7.
Golly, Santa, what'd you do that sleigh? That thing sounds darn good.
I took it down to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. Put in a performance clutch, a brand new transmission.
Well, I guess I gotta take mine down there because mine sounded terrible.
Let's hear yours. Oh.
Performance Transmissions can fix your hot rod or grandma's Buick on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's. Call them at 896-9336.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Lions with the pitch back to Chesterfield, trying to turn the outside corner, moving left to right. Can't do it. Can't make that corner. And we've got an official timeout.
Some more scores, Brian, on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale now leading Brighton 28-6. Siegel over Franklin 21-3. Blackman still waiting for an update on that one. 7-0. They were leading, and I think you'll probably have that in just a minute. And Laverne over Antioch 8-0. VGA leading Smyrna 10-0. Eagle over Westmoreland 7-0. Nashville Christian up by 2 touchdowns. And now Laverne leads over Antioch 15-0. So the new spread offense doing quite well for Stanton Stevens, Brian.
So far, so good all around the area.
That's our scores on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
2nd and 8 for the Pats. Ball at their own 22-yard line. Lions back to pass. May tuck it and run. 20, 25, and is going to dive down at about the 27-yard line for a 5-yard pickup to make it 3rd down for Oakland High School. 4:15 on the clock. They lead by a touchdown, 14-7.
I was afraid they were going to get another blocking in the back penalty call there. The Oakland guy came back to help out the quarterback when he saw he was going to run. And he had his hand on the guy's back, but he never really pushed him. He just kind of pulled it away, so they didn't throw the flag.
3rd down, and we will call it about 2 yards to go. Backfield in the eye. This handoff to Willis, and Willis wrestles his way to the 30-yard line, just across the 30, and it's enough for a 1st down for Oakland High. Tackle made by the Tigers' Kenny Falk. Johnny, that's exactly what you want to do right there. Keep this clock moving, convert 1st downs. Maybe you got enough time to tack something on here. That would be really big for these Pats.
It would be. You know, they want to turn out the clock, maybe get some more points on the board to wind up the half. And Willis kept those legs moving. Tough run, big first down.
It's Gaines and Rhodes, wide outs to the far side. Backfield in the eye with Willis at fullback. Tailback Chesterfield gets it. And he's going to be wrapped up around the 34-yard line. Maybe got a yard, maybe two. We'll see what the spot tells us. It's at the 35, so we'll give him 2 yards on the pickup. WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and AG Sporting Goods, along with Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant and Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Lions on the second down and 7, drops back. Here he goes, passing and making the catch. No. Dropped by Oakland High School's William Butler.
Boy, Butler had broken away and gotten some distance between him and the defenders, and the quarterback put just a little too much air on that ball to give the defensive back a lot time to get his finger on the ball and knock it away at the last second.
Boy, that would have been an awesome catch there. Third down and 7 to go. 2:29 left in the first quarter. Coming up, your Ideas Tees halftime show. John and Donnie will talk about this first half, give you all the stats, catch you up to date on the scoreboard, and much more. Pump fake back once again, letting it fly. Locklear there, high for the catch. Yes, sir. He may have been out of bounds. I think they're going to say he was out of bounds. What a great catch. Did not keep a foot in bounds. That was kind of a very close play.
That's kind of like the old down, out, down we used to do, John, in sandlot football.
You mean when I used to just drill it right into your hands?
Huh? Yes, beyond the outstretched hands of a very depressed Terry Hoover.
With me, Tom Hoover, hanging on to my very arms as I'm throwing the ball, yeah.
Yes, Thomas never did get that 1,001, 1,002 thing down
there. No, he never did.
Count
to five.
Yeah.
I told him to count to 8. I think that's
five.
Vincennes to punt it away. Snap a little high to him. He does get it away, and a nice one. Fair catch called for. He did fair catch it. Now he tried to advance the ball. Trevan Lott at the 32 is where it's going to be spotted. Didn't he ask for a fair catch? 37-yard punt.
Looked that way. I think the crowd thought that he did.
Well, I certainly did too.
I wonder if it hits the ground.
Yeah, maybe
so. If that kind of nullifies the fair catch thing. But he took a risk there by grabbing that ball after it bounced.
Riverdale has scored again, John. No, it is a penalty against them for that.
Okay. We knew that.
And gosh, I don't guess that means Donnie's wrong again.
BGA 30, or Riverdale 35, Brighton 6. BGA leads Smyrna 10-7. And it's Nashville Christian over MTCS 21-0. All of those new scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
I'm getting all my mistakes out in the first game, John.
Well, you know, it's kind of working the thing away. Just kind of like an exhibition game.
Yeah.
We don't get spring training.
No.
No, we don't get any of that.
Ball marked, ready for play. First and 10, now back at the 27-yard line. Quick pass, Reed flips it out there to the quick scat back. It's Hollister, 35, and maybe to the 40, yes, 41-yard line. They're in their hurry-up offense here. 13-yard pickup and another first down for the Arlington Tigers. Ball on the right hash. They're moving right to left. Ball at the Arlington 41. Oakland leads by a touchdown. Whistles, flags.
I think a lineman moved a little prematurely. Yep.
They're being their own worst enemy now. 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 37-yard line, 36-yard line, first and 15 now.
Donnie, do you have a tendency to do that more when you work a spread offense and no huddle? I mean, does that tend to happen more?
Yeah,
maybe?
Probably so. And they're in their two-minute drill, and they just got a little antsy.
Ball back at the 36. Clock at 1:35 and counting here in the first half. Reed, quick pass out, snaps it out right side to Branch, who gets out of bounds to stop the clock. Clock stops with 1 minute, 26 seconds left. Now, that was a 6-yard pickup, second down and 9.
Tell you, that quarterback's got an arm on him, doesn't he? He can sure zip that ball.
Mariko Odom scores for Riverdale, the latest score to make it 35-6. Warriors rolling tonight over Brighton. Quick pass out here left side, and it is going to be no. They're going to say incomplete. Skipped wow. in there to DeBerry. It looked pretty good from this angle.
Yeah, I guess where our vision was blocked, but I thought he may have caught that ball, but the referee was right there to make the call.
He most certainly was. Third down and 9. When it benefits the good guys, we just won't say anything.
Exactly.
Third and 9 now. With a minute 20 to play, Oakland leads 14-7. Back to pass Reed. In some trouble, they brought the blitz right up the middle and forced him to make the quick pass. What a great defensive call there, Don.
Well, that brilliant call. First time they blitzed all night long. It was perfectly timed. And beyond that, their quarterback's been forced to scramble a couple times, but they never had gotten to him. So good. Defensive rush that time by the Patriots.
Oakland's got a minute 14 to deal with. They are going to protect the football, I know that.
You would think. Just don't turn the ball over, do anything really silly, and give Arlington a chance at the last minute to score.
Mitchell in to punt it away. And he does. High, angling to the right. Going to be out of bounds at the Oakland 37-yard line. Punt of 25 yards. I just didn't really want to give Oakland anything to return there, Donnie.
No, it's probably a smart play. Smart play. Oakland's got the ball in decent field position, but not much time.
Hope you caught tonight's Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show. Dennis Weaver will be back for the First National Bank of Murfreesboro postgame show. Friday Night Thunder postgame show. We'll have all the scores, wrap up all of tonight's action across Middle Tennessee after our game here and what we hope will be an Oakland Patriot victory. Minute 4 for Oakland. Lions in calling the signals. Hands it off to Willis. Willis finds a big crease up the middle, 45, and going to be taken down about the 47-yard line, a 10-yard pickup. Clock does continue to roll with 53 seconds.
Oh, Churchfield did a good job of faking, like he was giving one of those high snaps that went over his head and fooled the defense.
Oakland first down. 44 seconds and counting. It's Willis and Chesterfield in the backfield. Make that Martin. Lions back to pass and incomplete. Intended on the near side for Clinton Tuck, the junior for Oakland.
Thrown a little behind him there, but I think maybe probably should have made that catch, but thrown a little bit behind him.
He may have heard some big footsteps, too, because he got popped pretty good.
Second and 10 from the Oakland 47-yard line. Clock stops with the incomplete pass at 33.5. Play clock at 15. Plenty of time as Oakland breaks the huddle. Tuck is the receiver to the far side. That's the left. Two more to the right. Lions hand off to Chesterfield. Stutter steps, gets it across the midfield mark and into Arlington territory at the 46. And Oakland calls a timeout, which we will take as well. Oakland with a third down and short. When we come back, they lead 14-7, only seconds to go.
Oh, gosh, I know what that is.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmission here in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick. Performance Transmission can do it. They're on Memorial Boulevard, next door to O'Reilly's. See them online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.
Quit interrupting me.
The time is now.
Saturday, August 27th auction in Riverbend Subdivision at 2324 Londonberry Drive. Again, this auction is in the Riverbend subdivision of Murfreesboro at 2324 London Berry Drive. A three-bedroom, two-bath home will be auctioned off Saturday, August 27th.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
Third and four for Oakland. The handoff goes to Willis. He stopped and then tries to eke out a yard or two to the right side. Does not make it. There is a late flag with 13.9 seconds left.
That looked like almost a personal. I mean, the way it was thrown, like a personal foul. Who knows? Yes, it is.
It's a personal foul against Arlington.
Tell you what, that's going to get them on down there for a pass for the end zone, or maybe even who knows, a possible field goal position if they could pick up a few more yards.
We'll see where they put the football. He keeps walking. The ball is going to be at the Arlington 31. Donnie, you've got enough time to maybe try to work the sidelines here a little bit to get some pretty decent field goal position maybe, or go for the end zone. Who knows?
Yeah, they do.
First and 10 for the Pats. Lions under center. Pump fake. He's got to get rid of it, and he's going to be sacked.
Tell you what, that was a fumble.
He did get back on it.
And Arlington's got it.
Ball comes away late. They do point Arlington's way. Boy, he did hit him. I heard an Oakland fan saying he hit him. I saw a punch, too. Doesn't matter. Teams are going to the locker room. Thomas McDaniel coming out to give the football to the official. Maybe say a word or two. And everybody's going to go to the locker room. Oakland leads here 14-7. 14-7. The Oakland Patriots with the lead here at home in the game opener. Hope you'll stay with us. John and Donnie will be with you in just a moment for the Ideas Tees halftime show. It's all coming your way in just a moment.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
This is Primetime Sports. WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always at the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports,
it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show.
A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
And welcome to the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. John Dinkins along with Donnie Johnson back here with you. Brian Barrett is taking a siesta over there to our right. And we have an exciting game here, 14-7, Oakland leading. Let's go over the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we talk about this game a little bit. Independence is trailing Blackman. Blackman leading 7-0. That's at half. 84 yards for Octavius Mathers. Tyler tells me back at the station. Riverdale leading Brighton 35-6, having no problems so far. Siegel with a big lead over Franklin, 21-3. Smyrna trailing BGA 10-7. Laverne blanking Antioch 15-0. Eagle shutting out Westmoreland 7-0. And Nashville Christian is having no problem with Middle Tennessee Christian School, 21-0. 14-7 here. Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. From high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ideas Tees can print your logo on just about anything, with screen printing to embroidery and more. Need a great idea for fundraising? Ideas Tees can help you with that as well. Visit their website, ideastees.com. And for MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white, visit mtsutees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off Broad between Chewy and Chili's. They're also on the MTSU campus at the football stadium. Ideas Tees, proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS Sports. And Donnie, 14-7, it's been quite a battle. Some penalties, not an excessive amount, but it's really hurt Arlington here in this first half, more so than Oakland.
No doubt about that, John. A few crucial penalties for Arlington at some critical points during the drive, and it's cost them a touchdown that was called back for a hold, and then some penalties that give Oakland a first down when Arlington could have regained possession possibly. So the penalties have bitten Arlington. But overall, a very well executed first half.
Some big plays. Chesterfield with a big, huge touchdown run of 76 or 77 yards there in the first quarter. That kind of answered their score. And then Oakland put on another one with a one-yard run. So far, your impression of the Oakland offense with the new quarterback in Lions?
You know, so far so good. He's shown pretty good composure. And then they've got the other guy that can come in there at quarterback as well, the sophomore. A little bit more of the running quarterback, but they've got some versatility there. But I tell you what, the running backs of Oakland, as always, John, you made that point during the first half, very hard running backs. And they hit the hole quick. They run north and south. They keep those legs driving. And, they've looked pretty good for the first game. Good execution.
I think if you're Coach McDaniel, what you're really impressed with Lions so far is he really hasn't turned the ball over.
No turnovers, and that's a good point. No turnovers, pretty much mistake-free. And I tell you what, Arlington, a very impressive offensive team, and they can sure throw the ball. Of course, we knew that coming in. But Oakland has been able to bend but not break, so to speak, and held up with only 7 points in the first half.
All right, you have our offensive stats brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies.
Okay, thanks, John. First, in the first half, rushing Holland's Hollenbeck, he had 15 yards on four carries. The leading rusher, Jeremy Hollister, he had 63 yards on four carries. So overall, and they had 78 yards on eight rushes. In the air, Drew Reed, a big first half. He was 11-17 for 80 yards. Total first half yardage for Arlington, 158 yards. For the Oakland Patriots, who lead in the first half, Chesterfield, he had 90 yards. Good half for Chesterfield on nine carries. Denzel Martin had 35 yards on two carries. Travon Willis, 20 yards on four carries. And Smith came in there at quarterback, the sophomore. He had 24 yards on four carries. So on the ground, 21 rushes, 159 yards. And in the air, Lions and Smith, they were 2 of 6 for 21 yards. Total yardage for the Oakland Patriots in the first half, 180.
Unveiling that Wildcat offense, Smith with 24 yards coming out of that Wildcat, and it hadn't been too bad.
Not bad at all. Like I say, gives them a different dimension, something for defenses throughout the season to have to plan for. And it's going to add a little more, like I say, diversity to the Oakland Patriot attack.
All right, Donnie Johnson brought to you by Steve Martin Construction. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639. And our stance brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. 14-7 our score here, Oakland on top over Arlington. And Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight highlights all Rutherford County Middle and High School fall sports players and wish you well on the season. Some middle school and high school sports are already underway, and football for all of the high schools is underway as we speak. Good luck this season from TOA. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA, that's Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, is the official team physician of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal. Visit TOA.com. We're going to continue with the Ideas Tees halftime show. We'll take a break and we'll come back with a primetime sports calendar, some middle school scores, and more. Stay right here with us.
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric, having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back. John Dinkins here with the Ideas Tees halftime show. Oakland leading 14-7. And some more scores from our Jennings and Harris Funeral Home scoreboard. These scores provided by Jeff Jordan at the Murfreesboro Post. From middle school play this week, Buchanan defeated Mount Juliet Middle 34-6. Smyrna over Rock Springs 26-20. First win for Smyrna since 2008. So congratulations to the Smyrna middle school team. And Christiana beat Siegel 6-0. Oakland over Rockville 18-8. Laverne defeated Blackman 24-0. All of those middle school football scores. And again, thanks to the Murfreesboro Post for those scores. Around the league tonight, Oakland defeating Arlington here 14-7. These are all halftime scores. Blackman leading Independence 7-0. Riverdale having its way with Brighton 42-6.
Siegel leads Franklin 21-3. BGA over Smyrna 10-7. Laverne 15-0 over Antioch. Eagleville over Westmoreland 7-0. And Nashville Christian leads Middle Tennessee Christian School by a score of 21-0. Looking at our primetime sports calendar for this week, tomorrow morning we'll have the Prentice Alsop Higginair Coach's Corner or Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Sorry about that. At the corner of Las Casas, Northfield, and Rutherford next to Food Line. The football coaches will be by to talk about tonight's game tomorrow morning. Join us. That'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning, starting with the Prentice Alsop Higginair Coach's Corner. And we're back on Monday night with at Paleo's Grill for the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene. That's at Paleo's on Broad Street this Monday night at 6. Join me, Brian Barrett, and Donnie, along with D&J Prep Editor Tom Crager and Jonathan Hutton with Titans Radio. We'll see you at Paleo's Grill this Monday night for the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene. The MTSU Blue Raiders are gearing up to begin the season at Purdue on September 3rd. WGNS is once again the proud Rutherford County home for Middle Tennessee football and basketball. You can join Chip Walters and Kelly Holcomb for all of the play-by-play story. Plus, on home games, Danny Page and Kelly team up for the Kirk and Burt's Smokehouse Grill pregame show, and Phil Dye hosts a tailgate edition of All Sports Talk. 3 hours of pregame leading up to all home games right here on WGNS. And if you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're broadcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTS sports this season. Just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcasts are sponsored by Sir Pizza, who will also bring you the post-game replays. And the IDST Halftime Show has been brought to you in part tonight by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support. And if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971, Jones Car Wash. Better service, better wash, right price. And don't forget, if you have announcements you'd like us to broadcast and put on our website, send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. You can also email us tonight and tell us where you're listening and tell us where you're giving us the score from. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. I want to thank Ideas Tees again for sponsoring our halftime show. Oakland leading 14-7 here. Blackman over Independence 7-0. An update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Laverne now leading Antioch 21-0. Riverdale over Brighton at halftime 42-6. Siegel over Franklin 21-3. Nashville Christian 21, MTCS 0. And BGA still leading Smyrna by a score of 10-7. Again, our score here, Oakland 14, Arlington 7. That's been our halftime show for tonight. Brian and Donnie will be back with more of second half action right here on WGNS. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses. Save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only, with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Save the annuity way. With Auto Owners Insurance, we can show you a safe and systematic way to save. Auto Owners no-load tax-deferred annuities credit high-interest earnings to your savings program, and all Auto Owners investments are of the highest quality. Call us today and start saving the annuity way with Auto Owners Insurance, or come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Bunch Tire Pros is your tire dealer. We have been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 30 years, and we enjoy what we do. That's why we keep doing it. If you need new tires, brakes, alignment, a battery, or an oil service, we can help. This is Kay Mitchell. My husband Bud and I strive to help give each and every customer the one-on-one service they deserve. Shop the experts. Shop Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Pike, which is also known as East Main Street in Murfreesboro.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part tonight by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. And don't forget to tune in Monday nights at 6 for the IDST's Primetime Sports Scene from Paleo's Grill. We talk local college and pro football and more each Monday night on WGNS. And WGNS tonight's coverage brought to you by Thompson Services, electric, plumbing, gas, air conditioning, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we get into halftime. Siegel leading Franklin at halftime, 28-3. That was a long first half. Riverdale leading Brighton 42-6. I don't think there are any more new scores. Laverne over Antioch 21-0. 10-7 BGA over Smyrna. Blackman leading Independence 7-0. There's some dogfights going on right now and some surprises. And Brian, I don't know about you, but I'm a little surprised at that Siegel score. Not necessarily that they're winning, but by the margin.
I'm a little surprised by that. I'm surprised by the Blackman score. And them leading is not a surprise, but Itavius Mathers only 84 yards in the first half there. And a very long game at Siegel High School. It's just now going into halftime where we're going into the third quarter here. And Franklin has been outscored, by the way, by Rutherford County teams 70-3 in their last two games. Blackman beat them in the playoffs last year 42-0, and now they're trailing 28-3 versus Siegel. And they're supposed to be maybe the top horse in the district there with Brentwood. So that really says a lot, I think, about Siegel High School. This has been a really good game here, I think, as well.
Well, I think we talked about it at halftime. Lack of mistakes has been big for Oakland. Don't turn the ball over and make big plays, and they've done that so far.
Oakland kicks off to Arlington, and it is going to be taken by Trevane Lott. Lott, 35-40, 45-50, crosses midfield. He's at the 45. And brought down, I think his knee was going to be down at the 47-yard line. And DeJuan Jones, the senior for Oakland, made a great tackle there. Otherwise, it could have been a really tough start there, Don.
Well, that's just what the Arlington wanted to do, get a great kickoff return. They've got the ball in Oakland territory.
First and 10 for the Tigers. We're just underway. Oakland leads by 7. Quick pass out right side to Hollister. Hollister cuts back inside at the 35. Make that 45 and is going to be down around the 44, make it 43-yard line on the right hash. So a pickup of 5 yards makes it second down and 5. A really good crowd here, a better crowd than was early on from Arlington. They have gotten maybe a third of the visiting bleachers over there full. It's Hollenbeck from the backfield, still rambling. 40, 35, 30. And finally, wrestled down at the 29-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Arlington Tigers.
Well, great run for Bob Hollenbach. He is a big back, but about 3 missed tackles by the Oakland defense, and that's been a problem for them, if you had to pick one.
19-yard run there. Makes it first and 10 from the Oakland 29. Finally, they wrap him up in the backfield. And that he is Hollenbeck. Going to be dropped for a loss. It looks like 3 or 4. Going to be a loss of 3 yards, making it second and 13. Well, they waste no time getting back to the line of scrimmage. No huddle. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, and Hollenbeck is split to Drew Reed's right. They're moving right to left in this quarter. Back to pass is Reed. Four-step drop, long pass down, and it's going to be caught at the 4-yard line by Drew Thomas, and it's first and goal for the Tigers of Arlington.
This is a beautiful post pattern. The quarterback hit it right on the money, and if he hadn't fallen, he would have scored. But that Drew Thomas is a big boy.
He most certainly is. 29-yard pickup, and it's first and goal from the 4. Trying the run. Hollister tries the outside corner, and nothing there. Well, that has been one tradition of playing a Rutherford County team. You have got to be extra quick to get around those corners.
You know, Donnie, I was surprised that they did that. I would figure they was first down. I figured they'd run it up the middle, trying to get a, you know, just get a yard or two there.
Yeah, they've had success going straight up the middle in those quick-hitting plays. It's going to be hard, like Brian said, to go wide.
Second and goal. Trying to go straight ahead this time. Hollenbeck gets a yard or two. It'll be third and goal. The takedown by Kali Kennebrew, the junior for Oakland. Third down and goal from the 2.
I bet they're doing over those little quick hitting passes.
Well, Thomas, make that read, is working from the gun as he has all night. Quick drop. There is a flag on the play. Pass is deflected and through the hands of 2 Arlington receivers and incomplete. But as I mentioned, there is a flag on the play. It was before the pass and it was thrown by the side judge.
Holding. Nope.
False start against Arlington.
Flag did come pretty early.
I bet they declined this because
make it fourth down.
Make it fourth down. They don't want to give them two more shots this close to the goal line, you wouldn't think.
Talking with the Oakland captains. False start against Arlington.
Well, they're going to
they'll mark it off. And it'll be third down and goal.
I'm kind of surprised at that. If they could have declined it.
I don't think they could have declined it, I think. I believe
that had to be the case, you wouldn't think.
Back at the 8.
Yeah.
Third down and goal from the 8. So here's Reed. Rolling out to the left. Going to make the pass toward the end zone. Trying the one-handed catch, incomplete. Hollister could only knock that one down. Fourth down.
So you'd see a field goal here, Donnie, wouldn't you?
Yeah, here he comes out, number 4, their place kicker. And he must have a pretty good leg on him because he attempted the 47-yarder in the first half and wasn't that far off.
Going to have a weird angle here. It's going to be, 26 yards?
Yes, it's going to be about 26. Make that a 26-yarder.
26-yard field goal attempt for number 26. Snap, set, kick. It is up, and it is good. So your new score, Oakland 14, Arlington 10 with 9:04 left in the third. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Did you get a sad face after your emissions test?
Come by Todd's Complete Auto Care and we'll get your car to pass and put a smile on your face.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care Center. We'll even take it through emissions for you.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Come see me.
You wouldn't let a plumber fix your roof.
So let a mechanic change your oil.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care.
WGNS listeners get a standard oil change and full service for only $24.95.
Oil changing?
$24.95.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive, 7 plays, 3 minutes, 41 seconds, capped off by a 26-yard Arlington field goal. Steve Martin Construction, if you have the perfect lot, Steve Martin Construction can build you the perfect home. 904-9639. It is now 14-10, Oakland here with a 4-point lead going into the third, 8 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brian?
That drive held to 3 points. Arlington got the ball down there but could not punch it in. And Oakland forces Arlington to kick a 26-yard field goal to cut the Oakland lead 2-4. Don't forget, Toots, good food and fun for over 25 years on Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley bring you the touchdowns in our high school football coverage all season long. Ready for the kickoff from Kyle Mitchell. And the toe is in the football. Going to be taken by Oakland's Denzel Martin at the 10, 15, 20. Lost the ball, fumbled away, and Arlington's going to pick it up at the 32-yard line. First mistake of the game, and this one a costly one as Arlington recovers the Oakland fumble. Tried to stretch it out there, Donnie, to get a few extra yards, looks like.
He sure did. He kind of was leaning forward, stretched it out, and the ball popped out, and he's still down on the ground there, Denzel Martin. He's the 5'8", 175-pound senior for the Oakland Patriots, and he's still down on the field there, hopefully nothing too serious. But, yeah, he almost like he got his feet kind of tripped up, and he leaned forward and fumbled the ball, and Arlington guy pounced on it.
I noticed that guy in the blue shirt and the khaki shorts is TOA's Dr. Michael Jordan, who is at this game. And TOA, once again, the great supporters that they are of local sports. They have a doctor at all the local high school games. And, gosh, where else in the state and the country can you get that kind of medical attention?
I was thinking the very same thing. I mean, it's what an impressive deal that is to have a top-notch medical personnel like that at every game for our players. And I know that's greatly appreciated by everybody here in Rutherford County.
Well, Dr. Michael Jordan is one of the best, I can tell you that. So he is making his way back, and as is big number 25, Martin. Now we've got Arlington taking over the football after the fumble at the 32 of Oakland. So Oakland's defense is going to be pushed back into action here. Reed has some time. He's going to scramble out of trouble. Somehow evades the sack, and now they are going to get him finally. And that's only because he slipped down, but a huge loss for Arlington back to the 45. That's going to be about a 14-yard loss on the play.
Well, he's just got that uncanny ability to sense the rushers and to escape them. But that time, well, that's the worst thing they wanted, to recover a fumble and then suffer about a 15, 20-yard loss.
So it's second down and now 22 back at the Oakland 43-yard line. Quick pass to the near side to Hollister, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 38-yard line. 5-yard pickup there for him. That'll bring up second, make that third down.
Guys, I want to take an opportunity to thank Linda Hodge for the food and hospitality and the drinks and kind of keeping us halfway cool with some cold drinks, and we appreciate her and the Oakland staff for taking care of us tonight.
Great hospitality.
Reed, four-step drop. Now he's going to run. 40, wrapped up at the 37-yard line. So got back to the line of scrimmage on the third and scramble. Austin Barrett, the sophomore for Oakland High School, with the tackle, and it's fourth down. Boy, I tell you what, the coolest I've been tonight was when I stuck my head in that cooler back there. Oh, you have some ice in your cup, don't you? Never mind.
I thought it was when I was fanning both of you, but thanks a lot.
It was nice. Thank you, John.
I thought it had kind of an oily
Let's not go that down that road.
Yeah.
Donnie is now banned from that and from singing the Toots jingle.
I thought it was good advertising.
It was. Mitchell with the punt, and it is going to take an Arlington roll and back Oakland to the 5-yard line. So 95 yards to go for the Patriots. 43-yard punt.
Coming up in the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. Someone will have to tell me what our new sponsor is there. That was
kind of the game-changing moment.
Game-changing moment. Oh, okay.
But it's a shift. See, cars shift. Yeah. Midas.
I like that, and I like the Sir Pizza Cramp report.
Well, I thought that was really brilliant.
Yes.
You know.
Nothing relieves cramps like a Farmer Almanac pizza from
exactly.
Sir Pizza. Oakland will have it first and 10 from their own 5-yard line. 6:02 to go here in the third. It's 14-10.
Well, we definitely need a big drive here and work some time off the clock, but it's going to have to be you're in your own at your own 5-yard line, and Donnie, that offensive line is going to have to do their job.
They are. You know, Arlington's got to be kicking themselves for not taking advantage of that fumble recovery. They absolutely just botched up that opportunity.
Westmoreland leading Eagleville 14-7 with 2 minutes left in the ball game, fellas. 14-7, Westmoreland.
That's a new score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Eagleville led for much of that game. First and 10 for Oakland. Jihad Lyons with the handoff right up the gut, Chesterfield, and he's going to pick up a good 4 yards, maybe 5, depending on the spot. They are going to give him 5 yards on that up to the 10-yard line. I'd take 5 yards at a time, Donnie.
Yeah, Oakland would be happy with that. If they can do that, they can pretty well dominate the second half and come out of this with a victory. But I tell you what, we've got ourselves a great game here, guys.
14-10, Pats leading with 5:55 and counting down here in the third. Oakland sends two wideouts to the left. One of those is Rhodes, one to the right. Now Tuck is in motion. And the handoff to Chesterfield. And he takes it to about the 14, 4-yard gain for him. Second and 6, make that third. That was what that was. Now it makes it 3rd and 2. Oakland moving from left to right, and they are sending in a lot of personnel. Doing a lot of changing here on this hot night at Oakland High School. But as we've said before, and now there are too many men on the field, I think.
Looks like number 14 was late to, getting off the field and
delay a game, maybe.
Yeah, delay a game, and they're going to, that depth could be a factor in the second half, first game of the year. Oakland's got a few more. They got a deeper squad than Arlington, but we shall see.
Well, the play clock was off because the play clock still was rolling down there. Now Oakland shuffling again. 3rd and 8. The play clock starts now. Oakland penalized 5 yards to make it 3rd down and 8. Well, that's a big penalty. That's a big 5 yards when you're down here in the shadows of your own end zone. Ball at the 8-yard line. Here's Lyons. Back to pass. Lofts one across the middle. It's caught. Rhodes. Busted. He did lose it. It's on the ground rolling around, and I think Arlington has come up with it again. Yes, they have. Oh, my gosh. What a great play, great catch, and then they lost the football.
I mean, the quarterback, just a quick hitting pass, beautifully thrown pass across the middle. He makes the play and fumbles the ball. Arlington recovers it.
Boy, Arlington gets that offense out here quickly.
They're a very well-coached team. You can tell that. We've got the.
That's the second fumble of the night. And we've got an official timeout here.
Looks like some clock issues.
Maybe so. Tonight's game on WGNS Primetime Sports brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Palmer Jones at Jones Car Wash. A little conversation they're talking up here in the booth. Coach McDaniel relaying messages. You're going to put 4:25 on the clock. The clock was at, 3:28 or so. So they have reset the clock. 4 minutes, 25 seconds. I don't think the sideline judge could stop the clock. You can let us know where you're listening in tonight by sending us an email, radio@goprimetimesports.com. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. You know, Coach Wiley, Chris Wiley at Arlington, and Coach Thomas McDaniel were classmates. They were at Bartlett around the same time, so they kind of have a history together, the two head coaches.
Brian, you're just full of little tidbits of information.
Full of tidbits,
yeah, he's
just
full.
Maybe so. I think they've got the clock situation all handled, but there's still quite a delay.
It's been a quick move in the third quarter, but till now.
Well, what's happened? I think John said something about it was quick. He always gets blamed for that by Monty Hill Jr. for some reason at baseball games, don't you, John?
I do. I never really say anything wrong, really.
It was a quick mover.
BGA leading Smyrna 16-10. That's in the third quarter. BGA over Smyrna.
Smyrna's not going to have any problems with BGA, right?
Okay, don't rub it in. Because I think I got a single Franklin score over here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. That's a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Ready for play now. Arlington 1st and 10 from the Oakland 33. And it's Hollenbeck who gets the call. Scrambles for about 3 yards, maybe four. Clock at 4:12. Rolling here in the third. Oakland holding on to a 14-10 lead. The last time they fumbled the ball, Arlington was held to 3. I don't know if you take that or not right now. We'll just try to get the ball back from them. Reed back to pass and does to Branch, but Branch is going to be upended at the 30 for only a 1 yard pickup, and now a flag flies in late.
I think it's going to be a block in the back. I think, boy, what a great play by the linebacker, number 50, Curtis Gaines. He was right there to make the tackle as soon as the ball got to the receiver, and he got blocked in the back while he was making the tackle.
Well, that is going to be a huge mark off there against the Tigers. And take it back to the 42-yard line.
Oakland's made some adjustments at halftime, didn't they, on those little quick hitting passes?
Sure have.
They did something. They aren't going quite as easily as they were in the first
half.
That
was a well-executed offensive play, too, and Oakland read that beautifully.
He sure did.
And here he is, Mr. Reed. Quick pass to the line of scrimmage. Now the run by Branch to the 35-yard line, so picks up much of that penalty yardage. Looked like about a 10-yard pickup, makes it 3rd and 11. But still, that is much better than what we were facing. John will run down all of the scores, and if you've got some scores, you can email that to us at radio@goprimetimesports.com. Also, if you are on our text alert service, you can text us the scores back from where you are as well. 3rd and 11. Reed from the gun. Looks left, looking all the way that way. And now makes the pass, which is incomplete, a little low to Hollenbeck, who was a receiver from the backfield, and it's 4th down. So Oakland defense once again holds here, Don.
Yeah, 2 fumble recoveries in Oakland territory for Arlington, and they failed to capitalize on both opportunities. They're going to look back if they don't win this game and look at those missed opportunities, Brian.
Well, you look at one of them, you got it to 4th. You got it 4th and 2 and had a penalty, had to kick the field goal. So 3 points and 2 turnovers. I think Oakland will take that. Just don't want to turn it over again. Ball is kicked out of bounds. It bounces out at the 20-yard line for a 27-yard punt. And Oakland takes over, 80 yards to go, and Donnie, I'd like to see one of those like that second touchdown drive, which was, what, eight minutes or so?
Yeah, that would be nice. If they could kill the clock, a nice long drive that eats up a bunch of time and get some points on the board and seal the victory.
Well, we got to hold on to the football is our biggest problem right now. That's two positions in a row that we've given up the football. We have got to do a better job of protecting it here on this drive.
Well, Darius Gaines, receiver to the wide side. That's the near side. Oakland moving left to right as we see it. Chesterfield gets the call from the backfield and rambles about 3 yards left side. 2.5 to play here in the third. Oakland leads by 4, 14-10.
That took Chesterfield, Brian and John, over the 100-yard mark for the night, 101 yards on 12 carries. So a good night for Chesterfield.
A new score on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 14-14, Westmoreland and Eagleville, all tied up with 31 seconds to go in the game.
Laverne still leading 21-0. And Blackman leads over Indy 14-0. Itavius Mathers, a 73-yard touchdown run in that one. 14-0. It's Martin coming near side. Denzel to the 30, picks up 6 yards, make it the 31 and give him 7. And it's a first down for the Oakland Patriots. Move those chains across the way.
Pretty good 1-2 punch with Chesterfield and Martin in that backfield for the Patriots there, Brian.
They do, and Martin, a senior. Willis has come in and given some good time in there, a sophomore. Chesterfield and Martin, both seniors. Play clock at 10. Lyons sets him down. Eye backfield this time. And here comes Chesterfield, near side. There is a flag as he crosses the 40 to the 41-yard line.
I think we got a hold, Brian. Maybe a block in the back. It's got to be one of those two.
He picked up 10 yards. It's a hold against Oakland, so all of this is for naught. You can read the disgust on Tommy McDaniel's face there and that.
Marlon. He's got to be pleased with the execution tonight. Where just very few penalties for Oakland, and none of them were at critical times like they have been for Arlington.
I think this is the third, maybe the fourth penalty for Oakland on the night. I guess the two glaring mistakes have been the two fumbles, but the defense has held their own, so you got to feel good about that as well.
Brian, Eagleville and Westmoreland going into overtime now. They're tied at 14.
Go Eagles. Good guy Eagles. They're both the Eagles. Eagleville Eagles into OT. Left side, Willis. Willis is going to ramble to the 35-yard line. Nice run for him on the first and 15.
There's a flag over there on the far sideline, Brian.
Sure is. Picks up about half
That's
of those yards.
It's an illegal motion in the backfield there or something like that.
That appears to be the call. So back-to-back penalties against Oakland. And so maybe we ought to take back what we said.
It never fails.
48 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, which saw the Arlington Tigers cut the lead to 4. It was 14-7 at halftime. They tacked on a 26-yard field goal after the first Oakland fumble. Oakland now facing a first down and 20 yards to go. Back where we started it all at their own 21. It's Chesterfield who takes it left side and maybe ekes out a yard or two. Haven't seen the big play, big run play. So Arlington has made some defensive changes as well, I think, Donnie.
They have. They've made a few adjustments at halftime. And both teams have played really well.
Tony Cox with the tackle for Arlington. And that's going to end your third quarter of play. Can the Oakland Patriots hold on here in the opening game of the 2011 season? We'll find out when we come back. It's 14-10 Pats as we go to the fourth.
At First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis, inviting you to let the family at First Bank help you.
When your family needs a new home,
come by First Bank.
Or to make home improvements,
come by First Bank.
Or to buy a new car,
come by First Bank.
Let the family at First Bank help.
Come by First Bank or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com.
Remember, First Bank is where you matter most.
First Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to have loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver jewelry. We're going to have citizen watches, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry, and something for everybody. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
This prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com. And I did not fail to mention, the Braves. They were up 4-2 in the seventh, in the bottom of the seventh. So we'll try to get an update on you from that. BGA over Smyrna right now, 16-10 in the third. All these second half scores. Blackman Independence, 14-0 Blackman. Riverdale over Brighton, 42-6. Siegel over Franklin, 28-3 in the second half. Ashford Christian blanking Middle Tennessee Christian. And Eagleville and Westmoreland in overtime, tied at 14.
Here it's 14-10. Jihad Lyons on the second and long. Scrambles out of some trouble. Now lofts one to Locklear. It's caught at the Arlington 40. What a strike. Edwin Locklear, the big hands.
He does that. He's going to do that all year. You know, that was almost one of those plays where you intentionally almost underthrow the ball. The defensive bats run past it, and the receiver stops and made the catch. But great field presence by that receiver, and a big play for the Patriots. Was my mic on?
It was. 40-yard pass and catch.
Who caught that ball?
That was Edwin Locklear.
You're going back over to get some tea, weren't you?
First and 10.
Some pie.
Lions going to tuck it and run and takes it to the 35-yard line. There is a flag in the backfield and looks like maybe some type of block or hold. It was a hold against Oakland, and that's because
we said they were playing well without a few penalties.
Well, that plus Lions was trying to scramble out of some trouble, and I think that's where the hold came in.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens there. So after that 40-yard pass and catch, it's going to back the Pats up now back to their own 47-yard line. Just underway here in the final stanza. First and we'll call it about 21 and a half yards.
Old Eagle Eyes.
New contacts this year.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. High backfield for the Pats with Willis and Chesterfield. Make that Willis and Martin. And the handoff goes to the fullback, Travion Willis, and he takes it up the gut from the 47 to the 47. Now in Arlington territory. Second and 16 now. Got a 4.5-yard pickup there.
I think I just heard Siegel now leading 28-10. Unofficial.
Okay. See if we can't. They just started. They started the second half at 9:18, so that would be an opening third quarter drive there. Martin tries to take it near side and cannot cut the corner. Dropped for a loss of a yard. Stopped by Darius Rivers.
Ryan, it just seems like we're just stuck. You're like the 40 between the 40-yard line.
Well, the stuck has been penalties that have really been the tough part of trying to get this offense going. And the second half has been laden with penalties and turnovers, and Oakland has not been able to get off the snide. But as long as they're keeping the football away, they're facing a big third and 18 now. But clock is at 9:38. They send two wideouts to the far side. One of those is Ladarius Gaines. But the handoff is to Chesterfield. He's got some room, rambling at the 40, 35, 30. Cuts back inside. He's at the 25 and is going to be brought down there. There is a flag on the play.
Well, I tell you what, both left guards in the center, Benson, Robinette, and Smith, they opened up a huge hole for Chesterfield. He made a brilliant cut to the outside, but it's all for naught, as you like to say, Brian.
Oh, my goodness.
A late flag.
That was a block in the back, I believe, was it not?
I believe so. And weren't we just talking about the error-free? They've had about, seems like 10, maybe about 4 or 5 penalties here. But
Monty can blame it on you this time.
Well, it's not all for naught because it's going to bring up a third down and looks like about 4 yards to go. They're going to mark the penalty off.
From the a point of the infraction, I guess.
So it puts it at the 34, third down and 4 to go. They need to get it to the 30 or just between the 30 and the 31. Pitch back. Chesterfield, outside corner, got that first down. Stumbles to the 25-yard line. It's a first down for the Pats.
Travon Willis, number 34, the sophomore. Big block to free up the Oakland running back for that large gainer, Brian. Great block by Willis. They've done a good job of that all night long.
That was the fullback. Oakland really loves to have that fullback that can really kind of bust open some holes, and he certainly did there. The fullback busting open the hole for the tailback Chesterfield for a first down for Oakland High.
Well, they're eating time off the clock, too. If they score, if they put this in, it's going to be hard for Arlington to come back from 2 scores.
Oakland at the Arlington 25 now, leading by 4. Chesterfield hurdles the line and is going to be downed inside the 25 at about the 23, 24-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. It's going to be at the 24, so a pickup of a yard. Maybe the hardest earned yard of the night.
Brian, we're way ahead of a lot of games. They just now ended 3 at Riverdale, 42-6.
Because we don't have to study until every game's over for the
podcast. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Donnie.
There's plenty of pie for you back there.
No, there's not really.
There's none. That's why I missed those big plays a while ago. I was going to get pie.
2nd and 9. Lions finds Chesterfield in the backfield. Chesterfield going to take it to the 15-yard line. And that is going to be enough for another Oakland Patriot first down.
And, Brian, you nailed it. Like you said, Travon Willis, a fullback, another kick-out block that opened up the hole for the running back, Chesterfield.
Simpson made the tackle, but not before. Well, they're going to say 3rd and 1. I knew for sure he had that first down. However, the knee must have been down.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Smyrna 23, BGA 10 as they go to the 4th. And Eagleville in 2 overtimes is 21-all.
Wow. Steve Carson earning his paycheck tonight. 3rd and 1 from the 16-yard line of Arlington. Quick snap. Handoff left side. How about this first down? Travion Willis takes it all the way to the 9. It's 1st and goal, Pats.
You know, Brian, you talked about the long drive, and we talked about the depth of Oakland. And you shuffled down a lot of players. It looks like that's beginning to pay dividends here in the late stages of this game.
Most certainly is. Clock is at 6:54 here in the 4th. And we've got a timeout Arlington on the field, which we will take as well and run down your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard when we return. It's 14-10 Patriots back after this.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10. Bring your high school ticket from any game and get a free taco with the purchase of a meal.
Make that trip from the other side of the county to see what real Mexican cuisine tastes like. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
First and goal from the 8 for the Oakland Patriots. The handoff goes to the big fullback Willis. He rumbles to the end zone. 8-yard touchdown, Patriots.
What a play by Willis. He made some big blocks on this drive. This time he made a big run, dragging the defender about the last 5 yards.
That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun, and the fun is out here on the playing field. The Patriots cap off this long clock-eating drive with a TD, and now going for point here with Alex Vansanis. It's blocked. The extra point is blocked. The lead is 10 for Oakland High School. With 6:48 left in the game, Oakland leads 20-10.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
All right, Donnie Johnson, you can do the tomahawk chalk. The Atlanta Braves won tonight 4-2. A final over
wild
Arizona.
Wild card, baby. We're going to make the playoffs.
There you go.
Upset somebody and win the World Series.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 20-10 here is the score with 6:49 to go. And Blackman leading Independence 14-0. Riverdale puts another score on Brighton, 49-6. Siegel over Franklin. I believe that score is 28-10, but we'll hold off. That's unofficial. Westmoreland Eagleville in overtime. Laverne blanking Antioch. And BGA leading Smyrna now, 23-10. That's in the fourth, or the end of three.
There you go, the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update here, 20-10. Pats kicking off now. Vansanis to the Arlington Tigers. And taking it is Lott. Lott with a big return, 30, 35. Going to be stopped right at the 35, maybe. Just the 34-yard line. Boy, they really have had some pretty big returns, haven't they, Don, tonight?
Yeah, that's been one of their bright spots on offense. Big kickoff returns, especially to open up the second half. And unfortunately, they have not been able to capitalize on those big returns.
Don't forget, coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. After that, Dennis Weaver has all the scores. On Friday Night Thunder, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Quick pass out to Hampton, left side. Make that DeBerry. And he is going to be stopped short of the sticks. It'll be second down and one, so a pickup of 9 yards for him. Back to the line of scrimmage quickly. Oakland with a two-score lead. Pass to midfield. Drew Thomas makes the catch, stumbles over to the Oakland 47-yard line. So another first down, 13-yard pickup that time. They are in that hurry up and have caught Oakland on their heels here just a little bit.
He threw that ball right between two defenders, right on the numbers.
Drew Reed, the junior, passed for over 2,300 yards last year. Rushed a little bit this time and tries to skip one in, incomplete. Locklear on the corner there defending.
Donnie, he's kind of difficult to really do an all-out blitz because he's so evasive. I mean, he can get away from, he can scramble out of trouble. And so you kind of just have to kind of almost, what it's yeah, like zone him.
Containment, yeah. Just, you're right, just kind of a play your area. And he's got such a quick release, too.
Yeah.
Second and 10 from the Oakland 48. Back to pass with a flag on the play.
Oh.
Incomplete and almost picked up there by Oakland's Smith, Emmanuel Smith, through his fingertips. But as I said, there is a flag on the play.
Tell you what, that's a defensive back's dream to read the quarterback, to play the ball and break on it perfectly. Cut in front of the receiver, and he just about, if he'd have picked that off, I think he could have gone all the way for a touchdown.
I'll send a correction on our last text. It's Oakland leading 20-10. The extra point was blocked. Oakland 20, Arlington 10 is our score here with 6:04. A legal procedure against the Arlington Tigers. So that'll make it 2nd and 15. Ball back at the Arlington 47-yard line. 6:04 on the clock left in the game. They send wideouts, two to either side. Back to pass is Reed. Can't go to the right, now scrambling for his life to the left. Makes the pass and is picked off. Oakland's Peter Newman with the pick.
Well, you know, he ran up the scramble. Grant rolled out to his right. He threw across his body, which is always hard to do. But I tell you what, a big interception. And give Reed credit. He hustled up and made the tackle after throwing the interception.
And we have a final in here. It's Eagleville 28, Westmoreland 27. The Eagles win it in two overtimes.
28-27, Eagleville Eagles. Nice start to the season, Steve Carson. Here Oakland with the football now after the first turnover of the game. The Peter Newman interception will look large on our defensive stats, that is for sure.
I guess Roman over there in left field for the Oakland baseball team has paid off for him. He can catch anything.
Pitch goes back to Oakland's Chesterfield. And he's going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage trying to run out of some trouble.
They are very hard running backs, Ron. I tell you what, they never give up until, just keep those legs driving.
They are going to give him 2 yards because he kept that pile moving after I thought I heard a whistle. And then you started talking, but they finally did blow the whistle and he got 2 yards out of it. So they've always had that. And since Thomas McDaniel has been here, they have had some really great running backs. 2nd and 8. Ball at their own 47. Lyons trips as he hands it off, but it doesn't matter. Chesterfield into Arlington territory at the 40, and it's another first down. He picks up 13.
I think for the most part, the Oakland offensive line has done a very good job tonight of creating some holes. With the exception of a couple of fumbles, Oakland's looked pretty good offensively, and I think Lyons has done a good job of directing the attack and making some. He's made a few good passes, hasn't done a lot of things to hurt you, but he's done many things to help you.
And he hasn't beat them, you know, like I say,
right.
He's played mistake-free ball, and that's what you want out of your quarterback.
Oakland leads by 10 with 4.5 minutes to play, and they have the ball 1st and 10. Lyons is going to tuck it and run, 35, and ramble down to the 31-yard line, picks up 9 yards. Clock rolls. They have the football. They lead by 10. Things looking good, and they can slam the door shut here with a score, I would think.
We see Oakland run that play so many times last year, and they always have a quarterback, and most of the time it picks up 5 or 6 yards, maybe more. It's just a little bootleg, just comes around, and it looks like he's going to pass the ball, but actually I think it's a run play pretty much all the time.
Yeah, and he is very smooth.
Yeah.
He just had a very smooth little move around that defender.
He hasn't
and
panicked.
He's deceptively, yeah. He's got very composed.
First-year quarterback, but a senior, so
yeah.
I guess if you're going to have a first-year quarterback,
yeah.
Being a senior is awfully nice. Here's Chesterfield right up the middle.
Chesterfield carries it to the 26-yard, make that 24-yard line, and moves the chains again. Another first down for the Pats.
Donnie, they're starting to pick up first downs and just eating up clock, 3:40 to go. They're going to probably force Arlington to use all their timeouts before they even get there, before they even score, if they do score.
Yeah, they are just dominating now.
First down and 10. Great crowd here at Oakland High School tonight. Home side is jam-packed. Folks everywhere. Play clock down to 5. Now down to 1. They snap it right now. High pitch is going to be corralled by Oakland's Fredarius Wade, the sophomore, to the 20, picks up 4 yards.
Well, they're getting in some reserves and getting them some experience, and that's always good. And I tell you what, Oakland's got some pretty impressive depth.
And a lot of very good young talent.
Yes, they do. Like I say, really just a handful of seniors. It's a sophomore, junior dominated roster.
Oakland game is, or rather the Riverdale game is final now, John.
It is 49-6 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. One other final. Eagle in 2 overtimes defeats Westmoreland 28-27.
So far, so good for our local teams in the finals. Second down. Hand off to Wade. Tripped up as he gets to the 15-yard line from the 19. So a 5-yard pickup. Third down and short, and an Arlington timeout, which we will take as well. 20-10, Patriots lead with 2:21 left in the game. Stay with us.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace, and that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Golly, Santa, what'd you do that sleigh? That thing sounds darn good.
I took it down to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. Put in a performance clutch, a brand new transmission.
Well, I guess I gotta take mine down there because mine sounded terrible.
Let's hear yours.
Oh. Performance Transmissions can fix your hot rod or grandma's Buick on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's. Call them at 896-9336.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Chesterfield gets the carry. Chesterfield rambles across the 15, down to the 12-yard line, and moves those chains again. It's a first down for the Oakland Patriots.
Brian, you can tune in each Friday night like you did tonight, 5:45 for Murphy's matchups with Murphy Fair, followed by Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder, pregame show at 6. Speaking of that, we got a postgame show coming up, too.
Yep, certainly do.
Our postgame and Friday Night Thunder. Donnie Johnson's on the postgame. Eating chess pie, all that kind of thing.
Eating chess pie, some smoked chicken.
Is this not typical Oakland here? You know, just eating up clock. You know, marching down the field, maybe picking up first downs.
Got this power eye going now. The pitch back, Chesterfield. He's going all the way, my friends. It's a touchdown. Patriots from 11. That caps off a tremendous drive. Oakland going back to the strength that they've had in the Thomas McDaniel era, and that's eat the clock, and that's what they did that time. Clock eaters they are, Don.
They are clock eaters indeed. 144 yards turned out tonight by Andre Chesterfield.
You're a chess pie eater. Oakland is a clock eater. Ben sent us for point.
Gosh, if they only play Maneater by Daryl Oates.
Snap, set, the kick, it's up, and it is good. The extra point makes the score 27-10. Oakland going to win this football game with a minute 45 left. Patriots leading. We'll be back.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Just as the Blue Raiders gear up for the football season, it's time for fans to gear up. Lightning's Locker Room is the official merchandise source for Middle Tennessee Athletics. And it's not hard to understand why. From tees, hats, official Nike apparel, to golf ball markers, signs, portable canopies, and much more, all decked out in the blue and white. Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Richley Road, turn off of Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Also open Fridays and game days in the football stadium and always online at mtsutees.com.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
DNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Butts Tire, Bell Jewelers, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Fair catch called for by Drew Irwin of the Arlington Tigers. With only a minute 45 left, they trail by 17. Don't forget to join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by Cougar Corner at 11, all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. We appreciate Ricky Turner and the whole staff out there at the Cedar Bucket making us feel very welcome in our debut show on the 19th season of the Coach's Show last Saturday morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Back to pass is Reed. He's in some trouble, scrambling for his life. Makes the long pass downfield. Going to be caught at the 50, 45, 40 down the sideline. Going to be stopped at about the 32 is Kramer Hollenbach coming out of the backfield to make that catch. And that is for 38 yards.
That was a heck of a throw. I mean, he was going from throwing against his body and just flipped it with his hand. Just, you know, just really flipped it.
Going with the hurry-up offense here, and they make the catch down at the 29-yard line. So a four-yard pickup out to Omar Hampton.
Well, give credit to Arlington. They haven't quit. They're still giving it their best shot and showing a lot of character.
But as Don Meredith used to say, turn out the lights, the party's about over. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Only a minute 23 to go. Pass goes left side, incomplete, trying to get out of bounds is Hampton. Make that D-berry, and he does not get out of bounds.
Should I sing that tonight? You've kind of made your debut singing.
Yeah, I think your version of that is going to be a little bit better than my Toots theme song attempt.
There's a whistle for some reason. The clock's at a minute two. It stopped. Now the official coming over to the sidelines. It shows third down on the sticks, but it was a first down catch. So we'll see if we can't work all this out. They're going to reset the clock. And they're going to yell up here from the sidelines.
Brian, our coverage tonight brought to you also by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor Sunette P., and Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, First Bank, where you matter most. And coming up is the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. I know you guys are going to be ready with all the stats, highlights, Sir Pizza replays, game-changing moments.
Clock reset to 108. Reed back to pass. And he does make the pass completion out to Hollenbach. And he's going to be wrestled out of bounds for a gain of about three. And he is out of bounds, so that stops the clock at 56 seconds. 27-10 Patriots. Arlington at the Oakland 19-yard line. Quick pass, left side. And it is complete to DeBerry. Picks up about 5 yards. Clock rolling at 40 seconds. Third down. Reed looking. Across the left side. Makes the pass completion to Boring. And Boring is going to score from 18 out. Justin Boring
scores with 31 seconds left in the game to draw a bit closer, but not close enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, Arlington is going to beat some people this year. And I tell you what, that's 162 yards of passing tonight for Reed.
How many?
162.
Extra point is good with 31.4 seconds left to go. Makes your new score 27-17, and we'll keep it right here. We've got some new scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And, John, what do you got?
All right, Siegel holding on still. They're leading Franklin now 28-17. Franklin mounting a comeback. Riverdale in the final defeated Brighton 49-6. Still no new updates from Blackman unless there's one coming in for you. BGA leading Smyrna 23-10 in the fourth. Laverne over Antioch 21-0. Eagle in overtime, double overtime actually, defeated Westmoreland 28-27. And Nashville Christian still leading MTCS. And I think maybe you may have an update or two here.
I'm just taking a peek. 14-0 is the last Blackman score that I have. Laverne 24-0 over
All
Antioch.
All right, that's an update.
And let's see.
Looks like Stanton Stevens is going to win a big one at home.
Still 14-0 heading into the fourth with Blackman.
All right. Some of these games are a little behind us, really, especially that Siegel game.
Yep, that looks about like what I've got here, John. So Siegel kind of holding on here. 28-17 in that game. Here Oakland's going to win. The score is 27-17. That's a long extended update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Onside kick. It's going to go through Locklear's hands, but it's going to be picked up by the quick hands of Travion Willis, the sophomore. Boy, that's a tough play right there. Great job, Don.
That is a tough play, and my Travion has had one heck of an opening night. Blocking, running, great night for the sophomore.
Now Oakland can wind it up here. Take a couple of knees. Thomas McDaniel sends Jihad Lyons back in. Nice little pat for the senior quarterback for Oakland High School. It's always good to get that first one, Don.
You got that right, and it looks like Oakland is going to open with a very impressive win over a very impressive Arlington team.
They take the knee. We'll do it one more time. Actually, we don't have to do it again, as the play clock is reset and it is ahead of the game clock, and the teams are going to meet in the center field, shake hands, and this one is over. The Oakland High School Patriots score the 10-point victory over the Arlington Tigers. Your final score tonight here from Freedom Field at Oakland High School, 27-17. 27-17, Oakland defeats Arlington tonight. Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And now that we have three locations spread out across Rutherford County, we're the perfect spot for your tailgating headquarters before or after your high school game. Our kitchen's open till midnight, and we hope to see you then. Come visit us at one of our three locations in Rutherford County, the old original 860 Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they're spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs.
My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at doprimetimesports.com, it's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air